From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. It's got 4 beef patties, 3 buns, 754 calories, and it is all the rage in Japan. The new Mega Mac Burger is generating mega business for McDonald's Japan. The company posted a 5-fold increase in net profit today. Here to tell us about it is Marketplace's Janet Babin. Janet, I was watching some video about these burgers today, some hilarious video. They're so huge, people aren't even sure how to eat them or even to get them into their mouths. But apparently they're quite the hit.
Yeah, Alex, they're selling like hotcakes, I guess you could say, if hotcakes were made with lots and lots of meat. McDonald's Japan had record high sales this year, more than $3.5 billion, and that's an 11% increase over last year. And part of the surge is due to the popularity of this Mega Mac. Now, you can't get it here in the U.S. You can snare a double Big Mac at some stores, but you can't get the Mega Mac here. And you can't always get this Mega Mac in Japan or other markets either. It's sort of new all the time because it's a promo item. They only bring it out for a few weeks and then put it back in the closet. Initially, the company wasn't going to bring it back at all in Japan, but it turned out to be so popular, they brought it back.
It's like that good old McRib sandwich. And apparently, the timing couldn't be better for McDonald's Japan because they had a little bit of a PR problem on their hands, right?
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal and a few other outlets reported in December that apparently expired ingredients had been used at a couple of former franchise stores at McDonald's Japan. Some employees, regular employees at these stores, were telling the part-timers, hey, you know, just fudge the date on that yogurt or the salad and make it look like it's new. But it was really expired. The result was that McDonald's Japan canceled its agreement with those stores.
And Janet, it seems like there's a little bit of a disconnect here. You know, we hear all this talk about how we want to eat healthier food. And then here you go. You've got McDonald's having huge success marketing something with, you know, this mega calorie count.
Yeah. And, you know, after the movie Supersize Me, a lot of people, Alex, expected that to change. McDonald's and other outlets rolled out healthy food like toasted rice burgers in Taiwan. And McDonald's offers apple dippers here in the U.S. But the burgers and fries, it turns out, that's what sells. Analyst John Owens at Morningstar says the fast food menu appeals to the 18 to 24-year-old male who wants meat.
That's the core customer for fast food, is what they call their super fans or the young hungry guys. Those are the people that that tend to use fast food the most.
So if you want to be successful in fast food, Mega Mac is the answer, apparently, at least at McDonald's Japan. And also, Alex, by pulling in customers during off hours, using the snack menu and coffee and expanded breakfast.
Arigato, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.